what we're ready for.
I beg your pardon?
Excuse me, Secretary Rush.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and I'll spoke first with the proclamation, sir.
I haven't been told that he was coming.
Yes, sir. It has been told that this proclamation, the officers are going to give this
conference. I wouldn't ever now. You'll either come on that again like it is television over here. Let me get that out. Don't tell me.
Ready, sir.
We never have. We all.
Hello.
Mr. Secretary?
Yes, sir.
How are you this morning?
Well, I'm busy on the speech for the platform committee.
I thought it was pretty good. There's two or three suggestions Jack's got that I think that I've heard in your oral speeches it might be good. But I got this Australian Prime Minister's letter here.
Right.
I wonder if you don't think that'd be good for you to get into the hands of Mansfield and Humphrey and McCormick and Albert. Just say now, we ought to keep you informed that this thing's really going to get rough.
George Ball has already done it for some of them. Let me find out the particular ones. I think he's already called this to the attention of the committee.
Right. Well, what I would do if I were you, it would have more effect. They don't pay much attention to an undersecretary or assistant secretary.
Right.
I'd at least tell the speaker, say, Mr. Speaker, we thank you and the leader, majority leader ought to know that you're torpedoing the Kennedy round.
Right. All right, so
that's pretty blunt, and I don't know who you ought to tell that in the papers, but the Post of the Times One ought to have something about this because it's not going to be a secret document. He's going to let it out in Australia.
Right.
And we ought to let him know that this is what it's going to do to other agriculture and what it's going to do to the country and attempt to get a few votes from a few cowmen.
Right. All right, so let me see what I can do.
All right. Say, Dean. Dean?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have a press conference. You got any idea anything I can say?
Do you have that... You have that little announcement about your policy on international organizations?
Yes, but that's the most unpopular thing in all the polls, and I'm afraid to say it. It just talks about how much money we're spending, a third of a billion, and it's got to be revamped from the standpoint that we're going to put in some better people or more efficient thing and cut out how much we're spending, and that would just defeat me, that type of stuff.
I see.
We read it, and... that's just what Goldwater's saying, and we've got to go to saying things that appeal to people.
Right.
I talked to my fellow last night on meat, and he said, oh, my God, well, I'll just have to leave the country if you veto the meat bill. I said, why? Well, he said, God damn it, haven't you got enough sense to know that Australia's not voting in this country? The voters here are the 25 states that are raising these folks. And I said, well, yeah, but we've got a lot of consumers and so forth. Well, I think we've got to kind of watch what we say. I told George Reedy to take it and rewrite it and show how we're going to improve our personnel and be efficient and something like that instead of how much money we're spending on it.
Right, right.
I read the polls last night about six states. The number one thing that they're against is foreign aid. And we sure got to get Avril in hand on the Congo and be sure that we watch that because these announcements about how many big planes we're sending in that the military gave out over there and Stennis's speech and Russell's feeling, and they're getting ready to say we're starting a new Vietnam, and it's going to be a political thing if we're not awfully careful with it.
Right. Now,
so I think you and McNamara and Avril probably ought to figure out what we can do and do as much as we can as quietly as we can.
Right.
And we certainly ought to brief the people that we can at Armed Services Foreign Relations, say, now, we don't want to sit by and let the Congo fall like we let China fall. We're trying to do what we can about it. We're trying to make others do it. But if they don't do it, well, we may have to have a choice. Of course, Russell and Stennis and all of them are getting ready to tear us to pieces on the ground. And they let us send a plane in. We ought to be blowing it up how many big ones we're sending in. But if we send one man, they're going to denounce us, according to them.
Yes, I said yesterday that these fellows were only to provide the guards for the planes themselves, but I'm afraid I didn't get very far. But I think that was a slip that we made so much fuss about these planes.
It was a bad thing.
Right.
Bad. Okay.
Thank you.